Hi, hi. Welcome, welcome once again to Pockets of Hope. I am your host, Melina Juin-Pierre, and I'm so happy to have you joining me today, listening in today on this very new episode. And it is part four of the Rejected and in Good Company series. And like I said, we are going deeper and deeper into this subject of rejection. And with that being said, I want us to prepare our hearts and our minds, get away from the distractions a little bit and kind of focus. And the way that we do that here on Pockets of Hope is through breathing, through our breathing exercise, just kind of try to focus and be present in the moment. So, I'm gonna breathe in and exhale. One more time, we're going to breathe in and out. One last time, I'm gonna stretch a little bit. All right, let's do this last breath. In and out, exhale. Wonderful. So, over the past few days, we've been talking about rejection and us being in good company because so many people in the Bible, including Jesus Christ himself, has went through rejection, and they all seem to handle their rejection uniquely in their own way. If you look at Jesus, when he was dealing with his rejection from his neighbors, from the people that he grew up around, he was not able to perform as much miracles as he could should have in his own hometown, to help the people that he loved. Instead of sticking around, Jesus left because at the end of the day, the work of the Lord has to go on. And so Jesus moved from that. He removed himself from the situation because he knew that the rejection that they were imposing on him had nothing to do with him. It was just them, their thoughts, their limited knowledge and acceptance of who he was. But he had to keep moving forward. And then, we talked about Joseph. We talked about Leah and how she had to shift her mindset and her behavior, and greatness came out of her changing her naming her son Praise instead of another name that was attached to that spirit of rejection. And Joseph had to in a position where he was in a position where he could have treated people horribly. The ones, his own brothers, who treated him horribly, but he chose to forgive. Again, he diminished that spirit of rejection because, truthfully, rejection happens when we feel that it is rejection. If you don't mind something, then it doesn't bother you. So, rejection is a spirit. It can attach to you and it can follow you for the rest of your life. And so we're going to talk about that and how we can overcome and strip ourselves, because rejection, holding on to rejection and dealing with that spirit can be very, very crippling. And we have to understand, why do we feel this way? Why do we feel this way when people reject us? Why do we feel so bad? Why does it affect me so much? Hallelujah. But that is because because number one, it's a spirit, it's heavy, it's sadness, and the enemy knows that we were created by God to feel accepted. We were created by God innately with a desire to be around each other. If you go back, Jesus God is all about relationship. He is all about connection. So whenever there is a disconnect somewhere, you know, we feel that hurt. We feel that emptiness. And the truth is that void almost that we feel when people turn away from us, it was designed within us. In fact, God was made to fill that void wherever, hallelujah. If God fills us up, then we wouldn't need to, we wouldn't feel that pressure to have people accept us so much. And so today we're going to just talk a little bit about how we can deal with that spirit of rejection. The spirit of rejection, you know, it can manifest in us in so many ways, as we saw it manifested in Leah with her in the way that she named her children. There was some anger in Joseph. And then, of course, you know, our own lives, we have where people, when we are going through rejection, or when we feel the spirit of rejection, we always have that feeling where we feel left out, or you know, we just kind of let things pass us by. We don't want to interact anymore. We pull away from everyone else, you know. So sometimes we get petty, because it's like we know what people really, really feel about us. And at the same time, you feel that need to try to prove yourself to people, and you still don't feel like you measure up, because you know that they didn't really accept you, okay? And then even the spirit, and you even become envious of people. You become, you know, you start to feel bad about yourself. You just begin to feel like an imposter in your own body, because they didn't validate you. They didn't accept you. So now you're struggling. Hallelujah. You are struggling with that. Hallelujah. And that spirit can follow you for the rest of your life. It can become something, hallelujah, that leads you to treating your own children, your own family that same way. You know, it can lead to abuse. It can lead to, you know, a broken home, broken families. The spirit of rejection is so real. It's so deep that, you know, it can literally cost you your life. It can cost you it, because it's so oppressive. Hallelujah. It bogs you down completely, completely bogs you down. It can run deep. However, hallelujah, we can combat this spirit. We can overcome, hallelujah, that spirit with, hallelujah, the word of God. We have to understand where our identity comes from. And that comes from, hallelujah, Christ. And we must declare it to it. We must renounce that spirit, hallelujah, of rejection, hallelujah. And I encourage you to, if you are suffering, hallelujah, with any of these feelings, hallelujah, if you have unforgiveness in your heart, if you are hard on people, if you think, hallelujah, that these people cost you, hallelujah, something, maybe they cost you a job, or they cost you, you know, your family, they cost you a relationship because of rejection, you need to shift your perspective, hallelujah, and you need to know that God is the author and the finisher of your faith, and you need to get into the word of the Lord and be consistent with spending time with God, hallelujah, and remain prayerful, you know, because it's a process to get over it. It's a process to get over it. So ask the Lord to renew a right spirit within you. Renew your mind daily. Hallelujah. So that you may become the person, hallelujah, that God has called you to be. And don't forget to give him thanks for setting you free, because it is something that the Lord, hallelujah, can set you free from. You do not have to live in bondage of rejection, hallelujah, with that spirit. You do not have to live in that bondage that spirit, hallelujah, presents, hallelujah. It is hard, hallelujah. But I just want you to know, hallelujah, number one, that hallelujah, hallelujah, that the Lord is with you. He promised, hallelujah, to never leave or forsake you. In fact, you know, his word tells us, when my father For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. The Lord will take me in. Hallelujah. So God is with you even when your family rejects you, even when your parents reject you. Hallelujah. And then ask the Lord for discernment on how to deal with these things, whether you should react like Jesus and walk away from the situation. Some forms of rejection, especially when the work of the Lord is at hand, when it comes to dealing with the work of God and there is rejection, you need to step away from the situation. Hallelujah. And then there are some instances where you have to shift your mindset instead of wallowing and look and continue to seek attachment from people. Hallelujah. Maybe you need to shift into an attitude of praising God for what he has done for you, even though you are in the situation, because sometimes you can't get out of the situation. Hallelujah. So what you can do in the name of Jesus is begin to praise God. Hallelujah. In your circumstances, begin to praise God. Or hallelujah, the Lord may elevate you and move you to another level, even with the rejection, hallelujah, that you have faced. And if God put you in a position, it's time for you to forgive. Let go of those who would have abused you, who would have rejected you and subject you to some heinous acts, hallelujah. And always know that God is with you, so you have the power to forgive, hallelujah, and set them free and set yourself free today in the name of Jesus. You do not have to live with the spirit of rejection, hallelujah, because you have, hallelujah, the spirit of sonship, hallelujah. You have, hallelujah, the spirit that God wants you to have, where he wants you to operate in that spirit. You are accepted by Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And that is what matters the most. You are accepted by God. You are created by God. You are designed by God. Hallelujah. And God is with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What then shall we say to these things? For as if God is for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Romans 8 verse 31. God is for you, so no one, hallelujah, can be against you. God is for you, hallelujah, in your coming and your going, hallelujah, in the morning and the evening, hallelujah, when you rise up and when you go back down to sleep. God is with you when you're going out and you're coming in. God is with you and he is for you. Hallelujah. That means that nobody else, hallelujah, can stand against you. That is your freedom in Christ Jesus. That is your freedom today. Be set free from the spirit of rejection. Do not allow it to follow you for the rest of your life. You are free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. That is my message of hope for you. In the name of Jesus, until next time, bye-bye.